For WKU Public Radio, I'm Barbara Deeb. A Kentucky House committee is scheduled to vote tomorrow on a bill that would strengthen the state's drunk driving laws. Senate Bill 85 would expand the state's ignition interlock law to apply to all drunk drivers. Among those lobbying on behalf of the measure are members of Mothers Against Drunk Driving. Frank Harris is the director of state government affairs with MAD. Frank, you say passage of this bill will bring Kentucky up to par with other states in the country?
32 other states have laws like this already on the books. And this bill just really updates Kentucky's law and is a more effective approach and one that MAD's been pushing in the last 12 years throughout the country.
Kentucky got on board in 2015. They passed legislation that requires repeat drunk driving offenders and first offenders with a 0.15 blood alcohol concentration or higher to install these breathalyzer-type devices as part of their sentence. Can you explain to us how these devices work?
Sure. So an ignition interlock is hardwired to the to a vehicle's starter system, ignition system for a convicted drunk driver, and a person is turn their key or push the button to start their vehicle. And when they try to do that, they have to then blow into the device, which it's not just a blow. They usually have to blow and then make a humming noise or blow and then suck back in. So there are other anti-circumvention features. And if there's no measurable amount of alcohol in their system, the vehicle will start.
If alcohol is detected, the car will start, but alarms will go off and the driver will have to go to a designated service spot to have the alarm disabled. Drivers are responsible for the cost of installing the ignition interlock system, and there's a monthly maintenance fee.
The ignition interlock is the only tool out there that can physically separate someone who's been convicted for drunk driving from driving and drinking again. And the new law would apply that for anybody who wants to, any first offender who wants to drive during a license suspension, they can do so if they install an interlock for a duration of 6 months. Current law also provides some financial relief to people who are objectively poor. So based off the federal poverty level, somebody could get an interlock at a much reduced rate. For 6 months of usage, the most somebody would pay would be around $500, but the least someone would pay who's indigent would be around $182.
How does this save lives? And also, it sounds like this ignition interlock system is a bit more lenient on offenders because it gives them the mobility while they have a suspended license.
So, you know, it saves lives because it separates drinking from driving. According to the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, which is funded by insurance companies, they did a study on laws like Senate Bill 85 that have been implemented in other states. And they found laws like this actually reduce drunk driving deaths by 16%. And this is what this bill is about, is saving lives and preventing drunk driving and changing behavior. You know, MAD, as an organization, we've been around 39 years. We've tried throwing the hammer down on people. That just doesn't work to change behavior. And currently, the lenient approach in Kentucky is just already occurring. It's occurring in the sense that we're just hoping for the best, that we take away a magical piece of paper, a license, and say, you got a DUI, you're not supposed to drive for a certain period of time, so don't do it. And there's no checks and balances. This is a check and balances that is a cost-effective way, but it also provides people a second chance to be part of society. The trade-off is they have to drive sober, but they can go wherever they want to as a Kentucky resident. And then their likelihood of reoffending is going to be diminished, at least according to all the peer-reviewed studies on ignition interlocks. And the CDC looked at all those back in 2011. They found ignition interlocks are 67% more effective in reducing repeat offenses compared to folks just had their license suspended.
Frank Harris is the National Director of State Government Affairs with Mothers Against Drunk Driving. We've been discussing Senate Bill 85, a measure before the Kentucky legislature that would strengthen the state's drunk driving laws. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Barbara Deeb.